This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
The Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Welcome back. Talk Radio 1210, WPHC, CBSPhilly.com/Rich. Trump should drain the renewable fuel standards swamp. That's right. Listen, there's a coalition of union workers, mom and pop gas station owners, small retailers, and others who are trying to go after what I think is a very, very common sense fix to the EPA's flawed renewable fuel standard. Joining us here to talk about it is a union guy, Preston Scarberry. He's an A operator, lead operator at the crude unit, and he's also a member of the United Steelworkers Local Union 4898, and is also chairman of the grievance committee. Hey, Preston, thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia.
Sure, thanks for having me.
What do you guys do over there at the crude unit?
We take the raw crude in, and we refine it into products for other units in the refinery, where they make diesel, gasoline, kerosene, home heating fuel, and propane, things of that nature, to sell to the local business.
So the crude that comes in, it's not, you know, that doesn't wind up in my car or in my fuel tank at home to heat my house. I mean, eventually but not right away.
No, not right away. Now, we have to basically boil it, make it hot, and break it into smaller products.
It sounds like a lot of work, though. I mean, to get, you know, to get it from the ground and then till it winds up in somebody's car or in somebody's fuel tank. It sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, it is. Absolutely.
So what is the EPA fuel standard right now?
You have to blend 10% ethanol or other renewable fuels into gasoline and diesel to put it in your vehicles.
I've always looked at this ethanol thing as kind of a way to help select political constituencies. I don't really know enough, but it doesn't seem to me like it's a very efficient way to fuel a car.
Ethanol is not a very efficient product. I understand what the EPA and the government, you know, is trying to do with the system, but, you know, in this case, they came up with a plan and someone found a way to make a lot of money by doing what they're doing. And this RINs issue, somebody's making a lot of money.
Yeah, somebody is making a lot of money, but there are people in Iowa, I guess, right? Which is where all the politicians go to run for president. So I'm assuming that's part of the reason why we still have this ethanol standard.
I would say that's a pretty good way of putting it, yes.
So what are you guys asking for?
All we're asking for is when this was created 10, 12 years ago by the EPA, the RINs was basically just supposed to be a number would be given to a gallon of ethanol. Once it was blended, then that number would come back to them, and then the number would go away. It'd be retired. And it's only supposed to cost, you know, 2 to 5 cents per RIN number. Well, someone found a way to make a lot of money, so they would buy these RIN numbers, and they would store them. And I work for what we call a merchant refiner. We don't have any we don't have oil fields, and we don't have gas stations. All we do is we buy oil on the open market, and then we sell our products on the open market. We're the ones that are paying the cost for the RINs because we don't blend.
Preston Scarberry joins us right now. He's an A operator, lead operator on the crude unit at the PBF Energy's Delaware City Refinery. He's a member of the United Steelworkers Local Union 4898, local guy, obviously. And we're talking about what could be a good fix here to help generate more jobs in the energy sector, which is to fix the EPA's flawed renewable fuel standard. And, you know, this is not something that a lot of people have heard about or even talked about. It's very expensive. It's a burden on these small businesses. And as I understand this, I don't see what's so necessary about this and why it's such a cost driver. I also realize now that a lot of people listening to this are going, where did this begin? Who came up with this idea? What was the purpose for it?
Well, the EPA came up with the idea to have a RINs number, an identification number for every gallon of ethanol or renewable fuel that's made to show that it's been blended properly, which is fine. And we don't want to do away with blending the ethanol. We just want to move that cost so that the people, the integrated refineries like ExxonMobil, Shell, BP, or the people up in the Goldman Sachs, the Merrill Lynch's, Morgan Stanley's, they're the ones that are making the money on the RINs.
And you guys are all basically smaller units than those giant conglomerates you just mentioned.
Oh, absolutely we are. You know, in our case, PBF Energy, there's 5 refineries across the country. We have some sister refineries that are helping us out in this. Philadelphia Energy Solutions in Philadelphia, they're one refinery, and they're right there in the city of Philadelphia. Monroe Energy, they're in Trainer, PA, just south of Philly. They're a one-unit operation, and the RINs is affecting them as well. And by affecting those two companies specifically, worse than it is the company I work for.
Why is it so expensive?
Someone found a way to make money. They buy these RINs on the market and they hoard them. That would be your integrated, or that would be the Morgan Stanley's, the Merrill Lynch's, and so on. And then as the market swings, it definitely has ebb and flow to it. They take advantage of when they need to throw them in the market to make a lot of money and drive the price up.
All right. And so the RINs is the number itself, right?
Yes, it is. It is the renewable identification number is what it stands for.
And how doesn't somebody buy it outside of what you guys are actually stamping onto the blend?
It's become an open market, which is not how it was designed by the EPA 10 or 12 years ago. I can honestly tell you, I don't know how a person would go about buying a RIN,
yeah.
But I can also tell you someone has found a way how to come up with fake RINs. And they're actually selling fake RINs on the open market, which makes it even worse for the merchant refiners like PBF Energy.
I'm reading here a total of about maybe 20,000 jobs lie at risk just in southeastern Pennsylvania alone. Layoffs at refining facilities will have a significant impact on employment losses in the region. And studies show that the employment multiplier in southeastern Pennsylvania from layoffs at refineries would be substantial, with an estimated 18.3 jobs lost for each layoff in the state, 22 jobs for the region, 61 jobs in the country. All right, so a lot of jobs are at stake. This is costing your industry a ton of money, and clearly people are able to manipulate it in the market itself. So the fix is pretty simple. You have the president, you have President Trump, direct EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt to change where the RINs number has to come from, correct? Am I summarizing it pretty well?
That is perfect. The state of California has the point of obligation that everyone could use as their template on how to fix this problem.
And could Pruitt just order this by his own, or do you need Congress to change this, or how does it work?
This is strictly an EPA mandated system. They can make the change on their own. Honestly, all we're asking and what we've been asking for is for state representatives, senators, congressmen to kind of help push the EPA along to fix this problem so that their constituents can keep these good paying jobs and not increase the unemployment that is really dropping significantly in the country.
You're a union guy, Preston Scarberry, and I'm reading some of this stuff from that I've read about this issue, and large retailers are using this system to drive small independent shops out of business because the current point of obligation creates a rigged system, they say, that provides a windfall for large multinational companies, and that essentially now the bigger companies then use the profits to purchase smaller retailers and take them out of the market, reducing competition and consumer choice, and reinvest profits in their stores and make it harder for independent mom and pop stores to compete with them. This sounds to me like crony capitalism. You know, it sounds like something that was put in place to benefit one aspect of an industry and other entities within the same industry are suffering at the hands of it.
It wasn't set to work that way, but that's how it has found its way to work.
All right, so if people want to learn more about you guys and what this is about and how they can help, where can they find you?
They can go on to the United Steelworkers, USW.org. There's some information on there about what we're doing for the RINs. They can just simply do a Google search for RINs, and there should be plenty of information available to explain what is going on with the RINs and how we want to change the point of obligation and where the system has become flawed.
So that you can save some jobs right here in southeastern Pennsylvania, which is a state Trump won, by the way. So he needs to keep you guys happy over there, that's for sure. All right, Preston Scarberry from the United Steelworkers Local Union 4898, A operator. Thanks for joining us here in Philadelphia. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All right, take care.
Yep, you too. Have a good day.
Rizzioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.